नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायण चाय बानरोतम देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नास्तपये सभादेशो नित्या भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भवति भवति नस्तिके Dede Ramane Chava Purane Bharati Tata Hadwanche Madhiche Hari Sabak Chakiyote Mokam Kroti Vachalan Pangu Langache Grihi Yakripata Ham Vande Sri Guru Dinantarine Paramananda Madhava Dhamma Pajita Kaida Uta Paramoni Masham Satam Vedan Vastavam Vata Vasu Svarun Tatayo Mulana Shima Bhagavati Mahamuni Kirtan Ki Vai Para Ishvara Sadhyo Ridhi Havaru Dati Chutupi Kaktaksanam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 29, text 32, talks between Narada and King Prachina Bharishat. Text 32, right? 32, okay. Dukeshu ekatarinapi Daiva Bhutatma Hetusu Jivasya Na Vyabachidha Sya Chit Tatat Pratikriya Dukesu Ekatarinapi Daiva Bhutatma Hetusu Jiva Shana Vyava Cheta Sya Cheta Ta Pratikriya Dukhe Swakita Ekatari Napi Daiva Bhutatma Hetusu Jivasya navyava cheta Sya cheta ta patikriya Dukesu ekatarinati Daiva bhutatma hetusu Jivasya navyava cheta Sya cheta ta patikriya
Nobody has a book?
Dukesu, in the matter of distresses, ekatarina, from one kind, api, even, daiva, providence, bhuta, other living entities, atma, the body and mind. Hetusu, on account of Jivasya, of the living entity, na, never, Vyabacheda, stopping, Siat, is possible, Chit, although, Tata, of those miseries, Pratikriya, contraction. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. The living entities are trying to counteract different miserable conditions pertaining to providence, other living entities, or the body and mind. Still, they must remain conditioned by the laws of nature, despite all attempts to counter these laws. Translation, please repeat. The living entities are trying to counteract different miserable conditions pertaining to providence, other living entities, or the body and mind. Still, they must remain conditioned by the laws of nature, despite all attempts to counter these laws. Purport. Just as a dog wanders here and there for a piece of bread or punishment, the living entity perpetually wanders about trying to be happy and planning in so many ways to counteract material misery. This is called the struggle for existence. We can actually see in our daily lives how we are forced to make plans to drive away miserable conditions. To get rid of one miserable condition, we have to put ourselves in another kind of miserable condition. A poor man suffers for want of money, but if he wants to become rich, he has to struggle in so many ways. Actually, that is not a valid counteracting process, but a snare of the illusory energy. If one does not endeavor to counteract his situation, but is satisfied with his position, knowing that he has obtained his position through past activities, he can instead engage his energy to develop Krishna consciousness. This is recommended in all Vedic literature. Chashetu pratya prayate takovido nala vyateya vamanam taupariyataha talagvate dukavana anyata sukam kalena savatra kabira ramhasa. This is from Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 5, text 18. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end, which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. One should simply try to develop his Krishna consciousness and not waste his time trying to improve his material condition. Actually, the material condition cannot be improved. The process of improvement means accepting another miserable condition. However, if we endeavor to improve our Krishna consciousness, the distresses of material life will disappear without extraneous endeavor. Krishna, therefore, promises, Kunti Pratijaneyi Name Bhakti Apanashiti. O son of Kunti, declare broadly that my devotee never perishes. Bhagavad Gita 9:31. One who takes to the path of devotional service will never be vanquished, despite all miseries of the body and mind, and despite all misery brought about by other living entities and providence, miseries which are beyond our control. Dukesu ekatarinapi daiva putatma jetusu jivasyana gabacheda yasya chetata pachikriya. Gurave gurachandaya arikaya tadalaya krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tad bhaktaya namo namaha agyana chimindasya gana gana salaka jatsumta yana tasma shi gurave namaha vancha kapatubhyasya kripasnu cha parichana. The living entities are trying to counteract different miserable conditions pertaining to providence, other living entities, or the body and mind. Still, they must remain conditioned by the laws of nature, despite all attempts to counteract these laws. So Narada Muni He's continuing instructing King Prachinabari. King Prachinabari, as we read in the last few chapters of this four canto of Bhagavatam, the king, he had been trying to enjoy himself in several ways. Normally, when you are a king, means you have so much facility for enjoyment. You have a lot of facilities for material enjoyment, so that's what being a king means. So, seeing the condition of the king, so another morning, he went to him, and then showed him that, look, my dear king, you've been trying to enjoy yourself in varieties of ways, but if you just see in the sky, you can see that you have given so much inconvenience to so many living entities. In your next life, those living entities, they're going to come back. You have to pay back your karma. So, in this way, Narada Muni was instructing the king, and then he narrated a story to him. He narrated a story of a living entity who is trying to enjoy himself in this material world. It's basically the story of King Puranjana, which is the story of the living entities. It's like the journey of the jiva in the material world. How one has to go from trying to survive within the body, and one has to maintain the bodies in a variety of ways. And in the process of trying to maintain the body, enjoy the body, in that process, one meets with good and bad. That's the nature of this material world. Like Krishna was telling Arjun that with the Prakriti Guna, that the jiva, he meets with happiness and distress in every condition of life. Because this material world, everything is temporary. So we try to enjoy ourselves, but at the same time, the opposite nature is always there. We enjoy one time, and then also there's the suffering is also there. So in this verse here, we have said, Dukeshu ekatarinapi. So which means that in every process of life, there's always distress. In every step of way, there's always problems. Because it's a driver. Driver means this material world means there are three miseries of life, tapatraya. So these three miseries are one given to us by the demigods. It's called Diver, the providence. So the misery given by the living entities, just like now here in Vrindavan, it is very, very hot. And then it's very hot now, and then after in the next 6 months, the month of December, it's very, very cold. It's very, very hot, and then it's very, very cold. Nobody wants it. But we have to accept it because it's beyond our control. Why? Because it's been given by the demigods, by the high authorities. So that misery is always there. No matter how one tries to adjust himself, he will never win against the material energy. He will never win. There was a story narrated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. This story, there was one time a king, he wanted to find out who are the lazy people in his kingdom. He wanted to find out who are the really lazy, who are lazy. So he told his minister that I want you to go into the town and tell everyone that today I want to feed anyone who is lazy. I want to have a big bhojan, feed anyone who is lazy. So the minister made a big announcement, said, oh, the king today wants to feed all the lazy people he wants to feed all of them. So everyone said, oh, yeah, I'm lazy. I can go and get a free food. So when they were coming, so the king, he constructed a very big panda. Very big panda he constructed. So everyone went inside and sat. So as everyone sat waiting for the food to come, so the king told the minister that, why don't you set this place on fire? He said, set it on fire. So he set it on fire, and then when the fire was burned, everyone has to run out except two persons. So everyone ran out except two persons. And these two persons, they happened to be friends. So the friend is telling, he told his friend, said that, look, I think I'm feeling some heat here. I'm feeling some heat. And his friend told him that, well, maybe you can just turn the other way. You know, just turn the other way, you know. So the king can say that these people are the real lazy guys, you know. Even though they are feeling so much pain from the burning, they still could not get up because they are so lazy, you know. So it's basically telling us the condition of everyone in the material world. Because we all know that this material world is a place that is so full of pain, that is so full of destruction. Still, we are always trying to make every kind of adjustment. Maybe this is going to work. This is going to work nice, or maybe that is going to work nice. So when they start to come and say, "Hey, my dear friend, give Jago, chant Krishna's name, become Krishna conscious," we say, "No, I don't have time. You know, I still have so much time. I want to enjoy myself. Why should I?" You know, why should I take up the process of Krishna consciousness? So, because people are so lazy, they are so lazy because they don't even know what is good for their own self-interest. That's why they are so lazy. Hmm? So, in another story also, which was narrated also by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, there was a person. This person was a woodcutter. He cut wood. So, every day, he will go into the forest and cut so much wood, you know. So this person was cutting wood, and then he had to put a big load on his back. So he has to put a big load on his head just to try to sell it so they can make money, which was, you know, very, very unbearable pain, because he has to carry so much load on his back, so much unbearable pain. So one day, he was so distressed one day that he was saying that this life is so miserable, you know, I'm having so much pain. Why can't Yamaraj come and kill me and give up so that I can give up this useless body? You know, so he said that why is it that Yamaraj is so, why is he not paying attention to my prayer to enable to give up this body? I'm having so much pain. Actually, so he threw away his load. And then as this person was saying that, all of a sudden, Yamaraj came. All of a sudden, Yamaraj showed up. So when Yamaraj showed up, this person was so shocked. He was surprised. He said, "Oh." And Yamaraj said that, I'm Yamaraj. You are calling me. What do you want? So this person said, "Oh, Yamaraj, actually, I just want you to help me to put back this load back on my head. That's all." So, even though previously he had developed a sense of renunciation, say, "Oh, Yamaraj should just come and let me get rid of, you know, let me just get rid of this body." But Yamaraj came and said, no, I just want to help me to put this luggage back on my head. So, that is the condition of everyone in this material world. You know? You know, when we are getting so much pain, we are feeling so much pinch of material existence, and then when there's some solution, we say, "Oh, no, I don't want this. I don't want this." So why is that? What is the cause of that? That is Maya. Because Maya has two potencies. There are two potencies of Maya. What are those potencies? Covering and throwing. Yeah. So Maya covers everyone in the material world. It covers everyone intelligence. As a result of that, so because everyone is covered, they become completely in the darkness, and then she throws them into the ocean of material existence. She covers you and then throws into the ocean of material existence. So then you have to struggle with material energy. You have to swim. Just like when you're in the ocean and they're trying to swim your way, you know, swimming. That's what we are doing, swimming. That's the only thing we are swimming in the ocean material existence, and they have to deal with so much waves, you know. So the Maya covers everyone. So why is it that Maya covers living entity? Why was the covering? How come everyone is covered by Maya? How come? Why is that? So, in the when Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was instructing Santa Goswami, so he was giving the reason why Maya covers all the living entity. Why was it covering? Krishna Bhuli Se Jiva Anadi Bhaimukha Atrava Maya Tori Deya Samsara Dukha Kabu Swage Utoya Kabu Naroke Dubai Danya Jani Roy Yina Naditya Ubai. So it's a forgetting Krishna, because the living entity, they want to forget Krishna, so they turn their face away. It's called Anadi Bhaimukha. So they turn their face away towards the external energy. So by turning the face away from Krishna, so therefore Maya covers the living entity with avidya, with ignorance. So that by that covering of ignorance, the living entity will not know who he is. You know, what is living entity? What is Jiva? Jiva is Krishna's servant. Jiva's, you know, Jiva is a servant, is eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna Nitya does. But Jiva, the Maya, covers the Jiva. So he thinks himself a product of material energy. So by the covering of the product of material energy, so therefore, so the living entities, he has to be swimming in the ocean of material existence. That is what it says here. So it says that forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by external energy from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy gives him all kinds of misery. As a result, sometimes he's raised to heaven, and sometimes he's drowned in the air, just as a criminal is raised and again lowered into a pond on a donkey stool as punishment. So this example which is La Prabhupada mentioned in this translation here, like sometimes when the King of England wants to punish a criminal, they will sometimes take the criminal into the river, and then they will lower him down. And just as he's about to drown, then they will raise him up. And then we feel some relief. He says, oh, how wonderful. And just he's about to be getting some, just he's feeling some relief, some kind of pain and pleasure, they will again put him back into the water again. In this way, they will keep punishing him in this way. So this is how the living, this is how the Maya, this is how she deals with everyone in the material world. Because sometimes we are in a good situation, but actually the nature of this material world is a place of perpetual misery. That's actually the nature of the material world. Because material world is a prison, when you're in prison, it's not a place of enjoyment. But sometimes a person is given a temporary situation whereby sometimes one take birth in a very aristocratic family, you know, whereby one is so-called rich, or sometimes one has a beautiful body, or sometimes one go to the higher planet, to the heavenly planet, and one think that, oh, everything is wonderful. But that is just a temporary situation only. Because after some time again, one is again put back into the cycle of misery. That is why he mentioned here. So the verse which was quoted by Srila Prabhupada here, this verse was also by Narada Muni, where he said, Tashava etu patyate kovido, na labhyate ya brahmato pariyadaha, ta labhyate dukava ayanta sukam, kalena sabata gavi ramhas. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet down to the lowest planet. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time. Just as in course of time, we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them. And this verse, which we just read, so there is a purport to this verse. This is from the first canto, Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni, when he was instructing Vyasadeva, So in the purpose, I just read just maybe briefly, brief paragraph. So Srila Prabhupada said that every man everywhere is trying to obtain the greatest amount of sense enjoyment by various endeavors. Some men are busy engaged in trade, industry, economic development, political supremacy, etc. And some of them are engaged in fruitive work to become happy in the next life by attaining higher planets. It is said that on the moon, the inhabitants are fit for greater sense enjoyment by drinking sumaras, and the pitriloka is obtained by good charitable work. So, there are various programs for sense enjoyment, either during this life or in the life after death. Some are trying to reach the moon or other planets by some mechanical arrangement, for they are very anxious to get into such planet without doing good work. But it is not to happen. By the law of the Supreme, different places are meant for different grades of living beings according to the work they have performed. So basically, the different type of attainment in this world, different type of positions, they are attained by varieties of work which a person performs. So basically, if you do good, you know, you go to the heavenly planet, or you take birth in a nice situation. And of course, if you do bad, then you take birth in a hellish environment. So that's the way it is. But that is the nature of material world. It's everything is, because it's a place of duality, whereby that is everything is up and down. There is nothing that is permanent in the material world, and that's why Krishna was telling Arjuna that. I say matras pashtu kunteya sitoshna sukadaha agama paino tistriya tanti tashabhat. He said, my dear Arjuna, you should understand that in this material world, the temporary happiness that one gets and the stress, it's just like the winter and summer season, they come and go. So one should not be disturbed by them, one should learn to tolerate them. So this is an instruction which is given to someone who wants to get out of the material world. Because this material world is a place of darkness. So being a place of darkness, so these three things is always there. These three miseries given to us by the demigods or the providence, given to us by the other living entities, or given to us by our own mind. This misery is always there. As they say, you are walking on the street. Even though you are walking on the street, you don't want to hurt anyone, you don't want to disturb anyone, but somebody come and disturb you. That is why, because we are not looking for trouble, but trouble always looking for us. So that's the misery of material nature, because there's always trouble by other living entities, or trouble by your own mind. So those things always there, and that's why this material world is such a nasty place. So the Vedas, they say, Agato is that, what is that? Asato ma jyoti gamaya. This is the Vedic instruction. Asato ma, so that just why do you want to make the most of this material world? There is no, in this material world, there is nothing that is optimism. We say that, oh, let's just be hopeful. Let's just be optimistic. Things are going to get better. The fact in the material world, things will never get better. Why? Because it's not meant to be. So why do we keep on wasting our time thinking that we keep making so many arrangements so that things can get better? You know, we have so many conferences, so many seminars. How we can be happy in the material world? But it's not possible. How are you going to be happy in the material? Because this material world is not meant to be. So why wasting the time? So the Vedic teacher said, now, don't waste your time. Ashatoma means just give it up. Jyoti Gamaya, come to the light. Come to the light. Come to where there is Krishna consciousness. Come to that. Come to where there is Krishna consciousness. Come to the light. And what? And when you come to that, what are people do? When you come to Krishna consciousness, you find the devotees of Krishna. And what are the devotees of Krishna? They have no business, they have no interest in anything of this material world. Their only interest is simply to glorify the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. It was to simply glorify the Lord's name. They always engage in Hari Katha. He said, Sata Prashangi Mama Vyasan Vido, Bhavanti Rekana Rasayana Kata, Ta Joshana Apavaga Vatmani, Shadarati Bhakti Anukramishati. So when devotees of Krishna, they always together, what do? They're engaging in hearing and talking about Krishna. So they're engaging in hearing and talking about Krishna. So what is the effect of that hearing and talking? It becomes rasayan. Rasayan means very, very pleasing, very, very sweet. Actually, when you are in the association of pure devotees and you are hearing Krishna katha from them, you see that everything becomes very wonderful. The miseries of material world goes away. It's a tajoshana pavaga, but this material world is pavaga. Pavaga means all kind of many, many troubles that is in the material world, pavaga. But apavaga means what is counter that. So when devotees of the Lord, when they hear and talk about Krishna, they forget all miseries of material world. So they forget all miseries of material world. Everything becomes very blissful for them. It's called Rasayanakata. Just like when you are eating rasagula. Oh, no, actually, there's this wonderful sweet from in West Bengal called a rasmalai. When you're eating that sweet, very, very nice, tasty sweet. Very tasty. It's called rasmalai, you know, when you eat it. So, hearing about Krishna become more tasty than rasmalai. Very, very sweet. So, devotees, they do that, and then, as a result of that, it said bhakti anukramishyati. They develop bhakti. They develop bhakti onto Krishna. But most people, they are not interested. You know, they are not interested in this. But the acharyas, they say that, you have got this information. Try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Don't try to waste your time to improve your material condition. This is the instruction of the acharya. Don't waste your time in trying to improve your material condition. Just develop your Krishna consciousness. You know. Because why? Because material world can never be improved. Cannot be improved. Because the same troubles, the same problem that we are talking about today, the same problem they are talking about 50 years ago, the same problem they are talking about 100 years ago, and the same they are talking about 1,000 years ago, the same problem of material world. And it's just like they are talking about the same problem today. They say they're going to continue talking 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 100 years, same thing. It doesn't matter which leader you elected, same thing. They will never solve the problems. Because material world is a place of is a hellish environment. It's a place of suffering. It's not a place for the freedom. So therefore, one should not waste one time. Don't waste your time. Very say as a tumor, jyoti, just no more this darkness of existence. Come to light, come to Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said here, as he said that one should not waste him, once you come to Krishna consciousness, one should not waste one time in trying to improve one's material condition in this material world. So Prabhupada said, he said the process of improvement means accepting another miserable condition. You see, just like sometimes you are walking on the road, and sometimes, especially here in India, you see that when they have a road construction, they put a sign that please accept the inconvenience for a better tomorrow. Please accept the inconvenience for a better tomorrow. That tomorrow is going to be better. Accept this inconvenience. But the fact is, there's always inconvenience. I mean, we have this experience here in Vrindavan. They always have the road is always under construction. They reconstruct the road, and after 1 or 2 years, they come and break it up again because some guy wants to put some pipe there. So it's always inconvenience. So therefore, what is it, how can we win? No one is a winner. There's a book by Prabhupada, it's called Enlightenment Through the Natural Path. Srila Prabhupada was writing a very beautiful verse. He was saying that in this material world, no one is a winner, everyone is a loser in the material world. So therefore, come to Krishna consciousness. A Krishna consciousness life is such a wonderful life. You only have to hear and chant about Krishna. Take Krishna prasad, chant Krishna's name. You know, chant Krishna's name. Actually, in one of the Purana, Lord Ramachandra said that if one make a promise, if one make a resolution, approach him and said, "My dear Lord, I surrender unto you." He said from that moment on, I take care of that person. The moment one make a resolution that okay, today I want to surrender myself to Krishna. My promise that I will take care of that person. So which means the moment you surrender to Krishna, that from that moment on, you're always under Krishna's protection. You're always under Krishna's care. Till he said, "Kuntiya pratijanehi name bhakti pranashyate." That he said, he told Arjuna, "Say, Arjuna, you should make a declaration. My devotee will never perish. My devotee will never perish." So Krishna's devotee, they are never under any trouble. They are never under any tribulation. Where sometimes we may say that devotee, they sometimes may be in apparent troubles. Maybe they are having some difficulties, you know. But in a devotee, he never think himself is having problems. Even though sometimes a devotee may feel that, oh, maybe some problem may be there, but he never sees it as a trouble. There's this verse that that sometimes even though a trouble may come, devotee will feel that, oh, my dear Lord is so merciful unto me that he's presenting this situation unto me for me so that I can be better surrender. So basically, there is no trouble for a devotee. Devotional life is a life of perpetual bliss, you know. Kevalananda Kanda, Paramakaram, you know. That is the part of devotion service to Krishna is a perpetual happiness. But the key thing is there must be surrender, sranagati. One has to surrender to Krishna. And surrender unto Krishna means one has to surrender 100%, not halfway. And when one surrender to Krishna, it cannot be business. It's not that okay, I want to surrender to Krishna because I want something. No, that is not surrender. Surrender means completely giving up the self, total submission. That is what surrender means. Chaitanya Prabhu said, "Is it asli shiva parapinas to mam adashina mam atankarotuva yatatata vidatatu lampatu matpana natu shivana." He said that, "My dear Lord, I am simply surrendering myself unto you. You may treat me roughly, or you may neglect me, or you may embrace me. Still doesn't matter. I'm simply yours only." So that is saranaka. That is called a re-surrender unto Krishna. Krishna should never be seen as an other career. Krishna should never be seen as a treasurer. You know, normally our tendency is that we want to see Krishna as a treasurer. That, oh, I'm having problem, so therefore Krishna should solve it for me. I'm having this problem, Krishna should take care of me. No, we don't serve Krishna so that Krishna can take care of us. We are serving Krishna so that Krishna can be happy. Vrindavan is a place where bhakti flows. Where's the bhakti flows in Vrindavan? Because the Bijibasi, the gopis, they just want to serve Krishna, they want to give Krishna pleasure. Even at the cost of their own unhappiness, they want to give Krishna pleasure. When one time Narada Muni came to Vrindavan, and he told the gopi that, "Oh, Krishna is having some headache, so we need some medicine." So when they heard that Krishna was having headache, everyone was panicking. Said, "Oh, Krishna is having headache. What is the medicine? What is the medicine? What is the medicine to so that Krishna's headache can be cured?" So Narada Muni said, "Well, the medicine is the food dust from your feet. The dust from your feet, that will cure Krishna's headache."
So everyone said, oh, really good. So everybody started gathering all their food dust. They started gathering their food dust. And then Amoni said that, you are gathering your food dust. Don't you know the repercussion to that? You want to put your food dust on Christian's head? You may go to hell for that. So the gopi said, oh, if anything happened to us, we are ready for that. Our only concern is for Christian's headache to be cured. If you have to go to hell as a result of putting our food dust on Christian's head, let it be. Let Christian's headache be cured. So that is a total submission of the devotees. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, he was teaching, said that yes, if you want to practice bhakti, we have to follow the footsteps of the Vrijavasi, the Gopi Sovrindava. Aradyo Bhakti is Aradyo Bhagavan Prajas, Bridges. That you know that verse? Aribo. That verse, Aradyo Bhagavan Prajas. That Dhamma Prajavan? Yeah. Okay, so it's a four line, you know. I'm forgetting my verse. So anyway, we said that if one want to practice back, we want to follow the footsteps of the Vrijavasi. Vrijavasi means they give everything to Krishna without considering their own difficulties. So I'm going to stop this. Now it's a very philosophical verse and a very nice verse. Anyway, but another morning, instructing King Prachinabari that don't try to be happy in this material world. The more you try to be happy, the more frustrated you become. So that is basically the instruction that is coming from this verse. Hare Krishna. Any question or comments? Were you able to... I mean, two things here. You have the echo, and then you have my own accent. Sometimes you may find it difficult to understand me. So I have like two things against me here. But anyway, were you able to get my point? You got everything. Okay. Anyway. So any question or comments? Yes.
So in Barsana they do eye operation every year in the month of January end.
Yeah.
For Prajavasis, free eye cam.
Yeah.
So this year one lady, she was asked, when you get back your eyes operation done, what you will do? Mm-hmm. So she said, I'll make nice rotis for Radharani.
I do what?
Make nice rotis
for
Radharani.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're always absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
So again, one time I went to Unchagaon. I asked one kid, whom does this village belongs to? Then he told Lalita Sakhi. So they're always absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even devotees, even though they may be in any distressful situation like body problems, they don't consider it. They just say, this is what Krishna wants. They accept it. They don't say that, oh God, why you allowing this to happen to me? You know, like Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture that when people are in a good situation, let's say they have money, good family, they say, oh, this is my work, I'm so expert, you know. But and they don't think of God, Krishna. But when they have trouble, and they start saying that, oh, why God has brought this to me, you know. When they are in difficult situation, they blame God, say that, oh, why is it that God has bringing this, let me have these problems. But when they are in good situation, they don't think it's because of God. They think, oh, it's because of my work. that's the mentality of everyone in the material world. You know. Any other point? Anyway, thank you very much. Gantrashmagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopi Manandri.